My brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear in our gospel John proclaiming himself the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, preparing a way for the coming of our Savior. He recognizes in all humility who he is and what his task is that has been set before him, a task given to him from his own conception. He willingly and freely embraces this task because he knows that he is the witness to Christ, and he does so with faith and confidence in what it is that God is asking him to do. We know that John will lose his life in service of the truth. He does that with joy and confidence as well. All of this is rooted in the mystery of the incarnation, God choosing to come to us and to make his dwelling among us. This is why we are men and women of a fervent and constant hope, because of what God continues to do for us by making himself available to us. We then, like John, must allow our lives to witness to this truth, even to the point of shedding our blood, and to do so with the same degree of joy and confidence that John himself did, not seeking any glory unto ourselves, but by living out that wonderful virtue of humility, always decreasing in order that Christ may increase in us. It is for this reason that St. Paul says to us the words that are our introit: "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." We must be men and women of joy, and that joy must radiate in every aspect of who we are. And we rejoice and are joy-filled because of the power of God, conquering sin and death once and for all. The darkness of the world cannot obliterate the light of Christ. The confusion that is wrought by the lies of Satan cannot undo the clarity that has come about by the mystery of our Lord. As we continue then our Advent journey, let us take advantage of the days that remain to make sure that we are properly prepared for the mystery that is unfolding in our midst, so that we can truly rejoice in what it is that God is doing for us, what God has done, and what does God have for us in our future to draw us unto himself. But let us also pray for the courage and the strength that we need to witness to this truth in our daily lives, wherever we may find ourselves, with whomever we come encounter with, that we can, like John the Baptist, be that voice proclaiming the truth of Christ to the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.